This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about the Bedford, dancing at Slashies, and the great taste of Midwest in Madison. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And thanks for coming back along for the ride of our adventures in Chicago drinking.
Yeah, man.
Every week, Nick and I get together and we share stories of our wanderings and our passing outs. And
it's this week in Chicago beer.
Right.
We talk about last week. We'll dive a little bit into the next week.
And then give you a little knowledge at the end, a little news on like the stuff happening in the beer world on a whole, not always Chicago related.
True.
And then every week we're drinking some local beer as well. This one we have from a new-ish brewery down south, or is it southwest?
Southwest.
In Itasca. So this is Pollyanna.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about these guys, man. I'm a huge Sox fan, and this beer, not this beer in particular, but their brewery is at Sox Park.
Okay.
Which is nice, you know, because we kind of lag behind as a city with really good beer in ballparks.
Yeah. The big boys got control over it.
They're running it, man. This is Pollyanna, and they're in Lamont, Illinois. This is Mazzy's American Pale Ale.
Lamont, not Itasca.
Yeah.
Who's in Itasca?
Church Street.
Church Street.
So there is a brewery in Itasca.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is 5.4%, and this is a cool little story, man. It says Mazzy's was the place in Lamont where you would go for liquor and gambling and female companionship.
Liquor and gambling. Okay.
Yeah, man. It pairs well with friends. I like that. And then, it's got like moderate hops, you know. And it's refreshing, which I really dig. And this is a cool can. I thought, when you were sliding to me, I thought it was a Temperance can. I'm like, oh, he's got Temperance's new beer.
Right. It kind of has that same look, that like silver white can with like a painted or like graffiti silkscreen kind of image on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Looks like they're using four different hops. So this is nice, man. This is a very good beer.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you had much of their stuff before?
No. I know they have the full Lamonti at the ballpark, which is a golden ale, so I made sure to get that.
Okay.
And they got this really beautiful tap handle that it looks like a stalk of grain, and then the stalk of grain at the tip kind of rolls into the letter P. It's okay. A really cool.
I think I've seen that before. Maybe I didn't even really pay attention.
So, I mean, I've had their stuff before, but I haven't had this one.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't even know they were in cans, which is nice.
No, me either. I was at the liquor store at Grand and Western.
Yeah, Grand and Western Liquors.
That one is awesome.
Alberto, man. Alberto Hernandez. He's a beer buyer over there, man.
Okay.
He's a cool guy.
Because a lot of time I'm at Whole Foods shopping, maybe run over to Binny's in that area, Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
But when I go over there, I'm like, oh, my God, there's all this stuff I never even seen before. Like, where has this been? And what's this beer? And
yeah, it's so true, man. There's a spot not too far from there called Puerto Rico Liquors. And you got some of these liquor stores that really have their finger on the pulse of everything good that's local.
Okay.
And it's really nice to see.
Is the Puerto Rico Liquors a place you can get New Gloria?
Yeah.
Glarus over there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Like, you're like, oh, look, strawberry rhubarb is $11.49.
Don't mind if I do. Okay.
Right. I think I'm going to do this. You know, if it goes up to 15, though, I'm out.
No, yeah.
I'm Jesus. Done at that point. $11.99, I'm in. Good. This will be our little secret. Well, kind of.
Now it's everyone's secret. It's out there. Pick up Pollyanna stuff if you ever see it. It's pretty tasty. I got these. Ken and I drink them on the Hopcast, so they should be coming out soon. So
you guys went on like a Hopcast spree,
a bender. Right? We did like five episodes, so we should be good for like a month, so people can stop wondering where we are.
Right.
We do them in bursts.
There you go. Like, there you go. Sprints.
Yeah. And then we're like, okay, man, I don't need to see you again later. but we're gonna drink these cans, you know, just keep tasting as we go through the past week.
Right on.
Did you make it to anything?
No, sucking at life.
Okay.
Per usual. No, but I did go to, I went to the Bedford in Wicker Park, but that was a tequila event.
That was the night after we recorded, so last Wednesday.
Yeah. One thing I noticed about the Bedford, though, is that the Windy City Distributing is really getting it done in there. There's only 9 draft lines. Oh, okay. They're all Windy City. In fact, even their can list, the only cans that were non-Windy City cans were PBR and the Stiegel Rattler.
Okay.
Everything else is Windy City.
Jeez.
Rotating Floyd Tap, Lagunitas, you know, all that jazz.
Nice. What did you think about that place?
Like, oh, that place is great, dude. It used overall. To be, it's weird because it used to be a bank.
Yeah.
So when you go downstairs, the main party room is a vault that's actually still got all the, you know, all the lock boxes in it, mm-hmm. and then the huge door with the stainless the wheel.
Yeah, you can lock yourself in there.
Oh, and then there's no phone at all. Like there's no reception.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So, but the first thing they do when you go in is they give you the Wi-Fi passcode. So that you can do your, you know, social media thing.
Do your tweeting and Instagram.
So we can get those grams up, man. It's all about the gram, you know.
Right, especially when you're in a bank vault. Like, you want to let everyone know that.
Yeah, and they got some really cool framed artwork of Pitchfork and Lollapalooza when you walk in.
Oh, cool.
On the first level. It was a dope spot, man. Like, secretly a really kind of sleek, sexy spot, like, right on the corner of, like, I don't know, what's that division in Ashland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it busy for the Wednesday night, or is it closed just for this event?
Unusually chill.
Okay.
So it's kind of one of those spots that's kind of hiding in plain sight. Like, you know, if you don't want to deal with, like, the madness of, like, you know, I don't know, the Dawson or, you know, Bangers and Lace on a good night, you know. Just, you know, if you just want something a little more intimate, I'd say the Bedford is a win, man.
Okay.
I appreciate spots like that are really dope spots that are, like, kind of located.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of intimate, I went to one of our famous slashies here in Chicago. I went to Go Liquors and Tavern.
Now, this I don't know. Where is Go Tavern?
It's over by Scofflaw.
Okay. So you're looking at it. So that's Logan.
Yeah, so Logan Square. Not too far from the 606 line. So if you were walking that, you could walk to Go Tavern pretty easily. And this place is hilarious. We went there after we were finished our Hopcast, and we went to the park and played some spike ball with some people for a birthday, and then we went to Go Liquors. And it's, for the most part, you get those places that's like half these are people in there every day.
Yeah.
Like, they're just drinking.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, a group of people that are, like, hanging out maybe from the neighborhood. And then you have, like, some weird spillover people that were at, like, Scofflaw, or like there's seafood restaurant called like Sink and Swim next door.
Really?
So we were in some people from the suburbs who were eating there, and they came over there
because they saw it on like Check Please or Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives
something
or something
like that. But we were, you know, we threw some bunch of money into the jukebox. We're drinking.
Wait. So it's a slashy.
Yeah.
That has a jukebox.
It has a jukebox.
Nice.
So step back if you're not familiar what a slashy is.
Yeah.
It's a liquor store where you can buy beer to go. You could also buy beer from the case and open it up there if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then it's also a full bar with stuff on tap, mixed drinks, whatever you want.
A beautiful thing, man. The on-premise and off-premise license.
Yeah. It's crazy.
There's nothing better. What's better than a slashy?
No, it's nice. So we threw a whole bunch of money on the jukebox.
Yeah.
And we're blasting our pop hits.
Going 80s for sure.
Some 80s, some new stuff, like stuff that you're like secretly love, but you don't want to admit to.
Like a red wine from UB40. That's my jam.
That's your jam?
This is the first I've ever told anybody this.
Oh, well. No, we were going like Shake It Off, Party in the USA. I don't even remember what else. Maybe some Crisscross Jump.
Jump was a good song.
Like some hits. And the bartenders were pretty pissed at us. They like they shut down the jukebox for a little while and like played their own stuff.
Oh, man.
They like overwrote it.
Come on.
Played their own tunes for like a couple songs.
The people have decided. If you want the Mac Daddy and the Daddy Mac from Crisscross, you got to give the people what they want, man.
Yeah. So the bartenders didn't like it, but everyone else was like, did you guys play this? And like yeah. And they're like, all right. They knew we had control.
That's funny, man.
We're dancing in this slashy. Like,
dude, this sounds fucking awesome, man. Where was I? I don't know.
I'm brew bussing. It was late. This is what happens after you do like 5 hop casts. And okay. You end up dancing at this bar. And,
So it's Go Liquors.
Go Liquors.
Okay.
Had a very random question from the people who are in from the suburbs.
Yeah.
They're like, "Where do you live at?" It's like, I don't know, like a mile that. Like what? And why am I at Go Liquors if I don't? Like I'm from Idaho. Like no. Where are you from? They asked, where are you from?
Yeah.
Where are you from? It's like, yeah. I don't know, down the street?
Yeah.
So that was a weird question to ask someone at a slashy.
Yeah.
It's like, you ask people that at like the pool at in a resort. Like, oh, where are you from?
Yeah.
Not at a slashy.
I hear that.
Yeah. But we were drinking Allagash White and I think it was Alpha King on tap. So very nice. That was probably my highlight.
This sounds pretty good though, man. It sounds pretty good. Yeah, Allagash White, man. A lot of people sleep on that beer.
Yeah, it's a great beer, and being able to get it here in Chicago is awesome.
We take it for granted. I think the East Coast, Los Angeles, and Chicago, and then the rest of the country does not get that beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will be going up to the brewery later in September.
You're going what is it, Vermont or something?
To Maine.
Maine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll be able to check that out soon.
That sounds righteous, man.
Yeah.
Right on.
But that was my week. Was that all you did? Just tequila-ing?
Yeah, tequila it up, man. That's all I did.
Nice. Did you make any more tequila drinks at home then?
No, but they did give us like a little parting gift of like a 7-piece bartender set. So I've got some tequila, so I'm looking forward to. Dude, I'm all about these margaritas, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Tamarindo I'm learning. Frozen.
You're going frozen?
Tamarindo frozen is my sweet spot right now.
In your blender?
Yeah. I'll go over on the rocks if it's lime.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then if you go mango, then mango gets the sugar rim.
Okay.
It just plays better. Tamarindo and everything else gets the salt rim. Mango gets the sugar rim.
See, I'm not a big fan. I don't want any salt rim. I don't want anything on my rim.
It's fun. That's the whole dance, though. It's the tangy, the sweet, the sour all at once. Like, that's the margarita dance.
I just want the booze. That salt and sugar are just in the way.
All right. Fair enough.
If I'm drinking margaritas, like, just get out of my way.
Hey, man. It's a party. It's a party in your mouth, man.
Well, should we get into this coming week and what we got on the calendar?
Yeah. Let's see what's going on here, man. So let's start at Thursday.
August 6th.
Yeah.
National IPA Day.
It sure the hell is, man. And two classic Chicago IPAs are doing battle at Christina's place up on North Kedzie Avenue. So it's Revolution versus Temperance. Rev, of course, is bringing Anti-Hero, and then Temperance is going to bring their English IPA, which is the Gatecrasher. Thank you. And dude, my tongue gets really heavy after a couple beers, man.
So IPA Day is a celebration of IPAs, even though, you know, we don't drink them enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I think the Beer Wench was one of the people that helped organize this originally, and she's kind of been the person
I think you're right.
making sure it happens every time. So kudos to her for, you know, kicking it off the ground.
Yeah. Christina's place is 3759 North Kedzie. This is a 7:30 start. It's an epic clash, man. Revolution versus Temperance. Temperance, as you know, took a silver medal at the Great American Beer Fest for their IPA.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm guessing Revolution's probably the biggest selling or one of the biggest selling IPAs in town with Anti-Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Are you going to celebrate IPA Day? Or are you going to go to this event at all?
Every day is IPA Day, bro.
We're drinking pale ales today. It's Pale Ale Day.
I take that back. Tuesdays are not IPA day. Every other day is IPA day.
Tuesdays are whatever, Brad, whatever we got. Whatever we have for the show.
Tuesdays, whatever is in the fridge day. Whatever's in the fridge at the studio day. Every other day is IPA day.
Okay. I will have to make sure I grab some IPAs. I don't know if I have it. I think I have a lot of pale ales and a lot of like summer session ales.
Yeah, nothing beats a fresh IPA.
Yeah.
You know? It's the number one category every year at JBF. Number two category every year is the double IPA. I mean, but if you can hit a sweet spot on a fresh IPA, there are some breweries locally talking about, hey, we just want to put our IPA just in kegs only, just so it can be like super fresh. Bad. And we don't have to worry about packaging and all that jazz. Like, just put
That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah, man, nothing beats a fresh IPA.
No.
You know?
Good. So anything else happening that Thursday along with the IPA celebration?
Yeah, totally. We got a couple more events, man. Tap This, which is the biweekly beer and food truck pairing at Fishman's up on the northwest side on Milwaukee Avenue. They're doing a Evil Twin versus McKellar event. Yeah, a lot of battles this week. Yeah, Temperance and Rev.
We should have a battle. We should.
should be the beer pass battle. Nick versus Red.
Yeah, I don't know how we battle.
Like, should we break dance, man? I do a mean helicopter. You might be in trouble if the crowd is
I don't
voting.
Even know what a helicopter is.
You know, you get down, you twirl around.
Okay.
All right, man. I'm telling you, man. Dude, we got video. We could do it right now, man.
All right, we'll have to bust out the cardboard and put it down.
Right? So it's brother versus brother. There will be three Evil Twin beers, three McKellar beers.
Yeah. Okay.
This will be 6 o'clock at Fishman's Liquor and Tavern, which is up in Jeff Park.
Now, who do you think has the upper hand in this battle? Because McKellar now has their own brewery, Evil Twins now. Like, I'm going to bring my best collaboration beers.
Yeah, that's true. Just looking at what these three beers that they're bringing, the slight edge goes, and the preview goes to Evil Twin.
What do they got?
They got the Imperial Donut Break, Soft DK from 2012, and Little B, which is an Imperial Porter. McKellar is countering that with the Nuclear Hop Assault, the Spontaneous Double Blueberry, and a Spontaneous Framboise.
Okay.
Yeah, so
I would give it to Evil Twin on, yeah.
Yeah, McKellar's going like dark, sweet, fun, malty beers. And looks like McKellar's bringing the sours on this one.
All right.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Fishman's, man, that's a fun place.
Yeah. I still have never been. There's
like never ever?
I've never been. There's tons of events.
It's a slashy. You'd love it. It's a great slashy.
And we talk about it almost weekly.
Because they do a lot of events there. One more event on Thursday. Atlas.
Okay.
The good folks at Atlas Brewing are taking over the Webster Wine Bar.
Okay. I assume this is on Webster somewhere.
It was on Webster.
It
was on Webster. Then they moved to Milwaukee. So they're right in Logan. Actually, like right across the street from the – right in the heart of the square.
Oh, cool.
2601 North Milwaukee. And they've got a – looks like four beers on tap, and then they're going to have another three beers in cans. So Satellite of Love Hoppy Pale Wheat Ale is one of the beers. Saunterness,
okay.
Barrel Polish Falcon Porter. And then, their names are a mouthful.
Yeah.
Dude, Dilophosaurus Face Melter, Hibiscus Double IPA. And the Junebock Hellas Bock.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there, man. I just really slow down and read that, man.
I almost picked up some Atlas cans the other day. I was like, well, but then I saw the Pollyanna, and I was like, oh, whatever theme we were going with for whatever episode of Hopcast we were doing, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to wait. But that was the first time I saw their cans.
Yeah. They invaded the old Jay's Potato Chip Factory. Far south side. Yeah, like 98th Street, like 98th and Cottage Grove.
Okay.
They took over that space, and that's where their production facility is. And, of course, their brew pub is in Lincoln Park, two doors down from Delilah's. Yeah.
Nice. So that's all for Thursday, right?
Yes.
Then Friday, we're getting ready for the Great Taste of the Midwest, which is happening Saturday here.
Are you making it up to Madison?
To Madison? No, I'm not going.
I am not going. I've been the last 2 years. That's a really fun party, probably my favorite party. The cool part about that event is that, well, A, it's outside. I just like drinking outside. But then also, only breweries from within 200 miles of Madison can be included in the event, and they have a huge waiting list.
Yeah.
And then another cool feature is that it sits on the lake, one of the lakes, and then every end cap booth. You know, there's this line of booths and there's an end cap. Every end cap, they can pay a little bit more and they can participate in this theme event. So every year you get like, bells. They dress up as a
scientist.
Yeah. Or,
Goose Island does some crazy barrel thing, like Western themed.
Exactly. Yeah. Like there's this theme for all the end cap breweries, man. And it's just a great way to just celebrate the peak of the summer and the Midwestern craft beer.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm disappointed I'm going, but I'm also like, that festival takes a toll on you because it's so big.
Yeah.
Like, by the time you walk, you make it around, like, once at, like, a good pace, like, sampling, not everything, but saying hi to people, sampling things. You finish, and you're like, oh, my God, I have an hour left.
Yeah.
What do I need to try again? What did we miss? And then you like, scramble. And you're like, oh, my God, I got to get that one again. And, oh, that one's gone, and people told me to have this. And yeah. Then you start running around like a crazy person.
Yeah. And another thing about this thing gets started. It's a Saturday party, but it gets started, like, around Tuesday or Wednesday of the week. You know, and then Madison is really just one of the best cities in the Midwest, maybe in the country, for beer. And a lot of these breweries, they take over bars for the weekend.
So yeah, which is another cool feature. If you're going up there for the great taste, like, it's recommended to be there for Friday because there are a ton of events happening Friday nights that every brewery has a different theme. There's a cigar one, maybe there's a mini golf, maybe there's
Nobody's playing games, like you know, the Three Floyds bar.
Playing, like, mini golf,
unless they're playing mini golf,
arcade, or pinball. I don't know,
but strictly business on the beers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm kind of disappointed. There's no games.
The year before I went, I was looking at whatever the Three Floyds bar was, and it's like, oh, look, they're bringing vanilla barrel-aged Dark Lord to this bar in Madison on a Friday night, and you know, I'm on the blue line.
Yeah. Hard life for you. but in Chicago on Friday is the Great Taste of Local Option.
Yeah, so this will be Friday, August 7th, and the Local Option, which all their events, they start at noon, and they probably have consistently the most devastating lineup of any bar in town when it comes to events.
Yeah, this one's going to have 31 legendary Midwest beers.
Yeah, man. You're looking at like 7 Three Floyds taps, Scratch, Surly, 3 Pipeworks taps, and then, of course, Local Option is its own brewery. So they're going to have like 6 of their own beers, you know, Half Acre, Dark Horse, Boulevard, just to name a few.
Okay. Yeah. That should be fun. I think it's a good option if you're not going to make it for...
I see what you did there.
Great Taste.
Yeah, that's in 1102 West Webster. That's going to be Friday at noon. I love the noon start time. It's like, regardless of what you're doing on Friday, this event starts at noon.
It's like, my God, what if no one works? No one works. Like, people talk to me on the internet all day, and they go to these events at noon. I'm like, what are you doing? You don't have a job. Like, how do you do all this stuff?
He's like, bro, I trade stocks during the day. I woke up and had a few keystrokes. I was done by 10 a.m.
Yeah, my God, jerks, man. How do you do it? Over here, sweating, working, over this keyboard. You know. Anything else happening Friday night, then?
No.
Is that so Saturday, Great Taste, but anything happening here in Chicago that you saw? Local, in town?
It's a quiet week. All the cool kids are up in Madison this
weekend. Everyone's in the mood. So if you go to one of these bars, if you go to Haymarket or Atlas or Three Floyds, like, they're not going to have anything cool for you. Like, it's all out of town that weekend. And none of the big people are going to be there because they're all out of town as well. So not going to say they're running with the B staff, but they're like all-stars are
but
gone.
But you just said that.
Nah, I didn't. I said not saying that. I'm saying their all-stars are gone, like the Crowleys and the Floyds. You know,
Everybody's hanging out in Madison. And then the cool part.
The PKs are out. You know, you're not even going to run into PK at a random bar.
They're in the Chicago is well-represented at this thing, man. Everybody goes to New Glarus the day before. Goes to all the bars the night before, and then Saturday night after the fest, Chicago invades, like, one of these bars around town.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a great party. That's my favorite party. I used to write for this, it was called the Top 12, right? Top12.com. Top 12 this, Top 12 that.
Okay.
And, you know, I had to do the top, one year I had to do the Top 12 fest in Chicago. But if I had to do, like, what the top fest was every year, like, regardless of, like, state boundaries, it would probably be that fest.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool party.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah. Anything else on the calendar people should be checking out?
No, that's all I got.
That's all we got. All right. Yeah. I think there's some other events coming up next week. I saw that'll be pretty good for us to mention
for sure
in the next episode. And then we're going to be over at Miller Coors coming up here shortly. Two weeks, I think.
Yes.
Drinking some.
No. That's next week.
Oh, that's next week. All right. So we'll be over there next week. Drinking some Orchata Blue Moon.
Yeah.
And
we're putting it out there. We got to send the official email saying, listen, this needs to happen. This is our rider.
That's our rider. Orchata.
I want Skittles. Take all the yellow Skittles out.
Okay.
And I want Orchata Blue Moon.
Jeez. Okay.
Not together. And chicken and waffles. Can we do chicken and waffles?
I guess. You can put whatever you want in there.
All right. That's my
slippers.
That's my rider.
I probably need to come in on a horse.
And a bathrobe. No.
Yeah. But every week we're always wrapping out these episodes with some beer news. Nick digs it up, scours the internet. What do you got for us this week?
All right, man. We got a little bit of news real quick. The St. Viator Beer and Barbecue Challenge was this weekend.
Right.
Some heavy hitters there, maybe like 15 or so breweries, Half Acre, Dry Hop, Haymarket, just to name a few. They do a best in show, and then they do a best beer and barbecue pairing.
Okay. Do you have to have barbecue and beer to go there? So like, Haymarket.
No. So they have a lot of pit masters there, and then they have those guys judge the barbecue, and then
that'd be a sweet title to have. Like,
yeah, pit master.
I'm a pit master.
Pit master is a pretty legit title. Yeah. And then the crowd at large, the paying customers, they decide who the best beer is, right? Yeah.
Do you just have to be good at barbecue to be a pit master? Or is it like school?
No, the pit master is you got to really handle business with temperature control and then timing, how long you keep it on the grill. Like it's there's some variables there for sure. Yeah.
I can't just roll in there and throw down.
Yo, I set this pit up, I'm out. No, you got to.
You got to maintain.
Yeah, you got to set the pit up, maintain, and make all the meat.
Are the Mambecue guys, are they pit masters?
Mambecue. Dude, I went to a Mambecue event once, and it was great, first of all. And they had their own beer from Ale Syndicate. But then, it's very tribal, So, if I'm eating a bratwurst, customarily, I'm supposed to I'll take a bite and pass the bratwurst to you.
Bite, pass.
And then you take pass, bite, pass. And then, you're getting just, this hunk of meat passed to you, and you're supposed to bite it and pass it to the next dude, and it's all dudes. And then if someone yells Mambecue, the whole crowd yells Mambecue.
Okay.
It's a very primal, very tribal thing.
I feel like they're pit masters.
It was good. And then the food was really good.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to them, man, because they just did their second book.
Yeah.
They just wrapped it last week, and they're going to probably publish it this fall.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, are we in it?
No, we didn't go to the fucking event, man.
Should have got in on this.
Oh, so the barbecue. Anyway,
the barbecue thing.
So we digress. The barbecue beer challenge. Every year they do a best in show. Last year, Lake Effect won with their watermelon saison in 2014. And then this year, they had an espresso stout, which was actually a collab with Mambecue. It's funny you bring that up. And then they put a small dollop of ice cream in the espresso stout, and then they won again. So cheers to those guys, man. Back-to-back champions
of
the barbecue beer challenge. St. Viator is a college preparatory school on the northwest side.
Cool.
Yeah. Kuma's Corner.
Yeah.
The legendary metal burger joint.
Bar, yeah.
Yeah. It's very uncompromising. You go there 11 a.m., 11 p.m., they're playing fucking metal.
Right. And some sort of weird anime porn.
Yeah. That's all you hear, right? It's beautiful, man. I love it. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary this weekend. So there's on the side street at Kuma's Corner is located. There's a party sponsored by Lagunitas. They'll have five bands. There's going to be an outdoor event there.
Is it a ticketed event or is it free?
No, it's free.
Okay.
And children are welcome, apparently.
Okay.
This is just news. I'm not making this up.
Will there be a pit master?
There will not be a pit master.
Mosh pit master.
Yeah, they'll have one of the bands is Plague Bringer, which is one of the burgers that's always been there. Yeah. And then finally in the news, man, the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah.
Right? That's happening August 8th through August 16th, right? So it's going to start this week and run for like 6 or 7 days, right?
Uh-huh.
So Goose Island got top billing at this event. So apparently they have these fairgrounds that's dedicated to the party every year. And then Goose Island is they've got this space called the Goose Island Ale House. It's the largest beer space at the event. And this is news because they get top billing for the event. And then this is an Illinois brewery. And as we know, Wisconsin folks are really into beer.
Right. And like, they hate Illinois.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of breweries that you can only get their beer in Wisconsin.
Right.
You know, New Glarus is one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So Wisconsin breweries were all on social media. And they were a little lit about this. They were like, dude, how could you do this? This is ridiculous. You know? But the way I understand it is that it's just... the Wisconsin State Fair is a small business just like anything else.
Yeah.
So they have this Wisconsin Brewers Guild. And the Wisconsin Brewers Guild decided not to be an active participant in this ale house, right?
Okay. So they would have had to pay to be part of this
yes.
ale house and, you know, use guild funds to do that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So Goose Island said, oh, well, all you need is money. That's all you need.
Right. So they whipped out their wallet.
How do you want us to pay you? You
threw down a fat stack.
You want us to pay you in Bourbon County proprietors? You want us to pay you? How do you want us to pay you?
Yeah. We'll pay you just in barrels.
you just want barrels? Yeah. So Goose Island. But what Goose Island did, to their credit, this house that they're going to be serving all this beer from,
uh-huh.
A, is going to have a lot of guest drafts from Wisconsin.
Right. Oh, cool. Okay.
You know, local craft beer from Wisconsin, but then all the wood, all the materials are sourced from Wisconsin, and then a local Wisconsin craftsman he's the one that built
the ale house.
They built the ale house, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
I guess that's good. I guess they probably needed to do that to show that they care.
Yeah.
Goose cares.
Goose cares.
Goose cares.
Yeah. So, that's it for news, man.
All right, nice. Well, I think that does it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. We're doing the video again. That's
video.
Should be in the on our website, chicagobeerpass.com. You'll be able to watch and or listen, whatever you like. But Nick, if people want to find you, see where you're drinking, meet up with you, how can they do that?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Our website, chicagobeerpass.com. Like I said, everything gets posted there. iTunes, YouTube, links to our show notes, events, everything, all that good stuff. Our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're posting photos, other events we don't mention on the show, or future events you need to buy tickets for, like Festive Ale.
Yes.
Or
Oak Park Microbrew Review.
Oak Park Microbrew, yeah.
Yeah.
And things like that. Even the small ones at like maybe your local corner bar that we just popped up and we didn't get to mention on the episode. So like us up there, follow us along. Whatever. Do you like or do you follow on Facebook? Yeah. Just head over to /Chicago Beer Pass and
there you go.
Click the button. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.